until next time, Shea Spillane.
I love you all. Mwah.
And I am Derek Carey. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw hiccups shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing. Do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to sea.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
We're brought to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule. Cart this off.
what you like. It's only fair to tell you now that I leave early in the morning, and I won't be back till next year. I see that kiss me pucker for me, but maybe you should plug it with a beer. Papa was a rodeo, Mama was a rock and roll band. I could play guitar and rope a steer before I learned to stand. Home was anywhere with diesel gas, love was a trucker's hand. Never stuck around long enough for a one night stand. Before you kiss me, you should know a rodeo. The light reflecting off the mirror ball looks like a thousand swirling eyes. They make me think I shouldn't be here at all. You know, every minute someone dies. What are we doing in this dive bar? How can you live in a place like this? Why don't you just get into my car? I'll take that kiss now. But Papa was a rodeo, Mama was a rock and roll band. I could play guitar and rope a steer before I learned to stand. Home was anywhere with diesel gas, love was a trucker's hand. Never stuck around long enough for a one night stand.
rationales, not to be confused with the Russian owls. That's something else entirely. Probably not playing the Russian owls tonight because this is an all-local show. Hi, good evening. It's 9:19 p.m. and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. My name is Pam. I will be here until the midnight hour. I am currently in the presence of Miss Suze, but Miss Suze is preparing and warming up and readying herself and perhaps subliminally readying you for the concert report that will be coming up in about an hour. But I have the glorious presence of Miss Suze in the house. Speaking of the glorious presence of Suze, just there, that was the Rationales with Trade You off their album Upstream. What a delightful album that is. No Hope, No Harm gave us Punch a Nazi in the Face off their album Swimming in the Charles. One of those ideas sounds smarter than the other. I'm not sure which, maybe. The Magnetic Fields, Papa Was a Rodeo off 69 Love Songs, a glorious album. And we started off the show tonight with glorious and delightful are words that I'm going to keep using again and again, and you cannot stop me. Mary Lou Lord, I Figured You Out off her Martian Saints EP. I'm going to be playing you some music right now off an album called Backward Crooked from the Sunset, and this is from the Chandler Travis Trio. This particular song is called More Than This Night, and a little birdie told me that we might have Mr. Chandler Travis in the house very shortly to chit-chat with us. There's a show coming up, so stay tuned.
You've got more than you'll ever keep. You can't wake up without losing sleep. You'll lose time, heart, faith, and command. Look it over. It's a losing hand.
All the blessings you thought you'd been given, turns out they want it back. You see that now, precious things in life, the very living, all this color fades to black. Moves on somehow.
You keep thinking love's gonna last like the rest. It's over too fast. When you hold me, hold on tight, we'll be lucky to get more than this night. Focus on what you've got now. Got to keep up your spirit somehow. Got this day here. A day is so long, and there's always the chance that I'm wrong.
You wanna lose what's here right now in front of you, because you know you will. Give up this gift. The sun is set, the coolness of the nighttime brings the brilliance of the stars. And up we lift.
Thank you.
Greetings, greetings. You are still listening to Pam. I still have Miss Suze here. We've been joined by Chandler Travis, and you were just listening to the Chandler Travis Trio, that song off their new album, Backward Crooked from the Sunset, which is brand spanking new, and that song, More Than This Night. Chandler, thank you for joining us
on
air. You and Miss Suze, before I very rudely interrupted you to pull us up on air, you were chatting about sort of the makeup of the band and the nature of the trio.
Yeah, I got like three different bands right now, and they all tend to play pretty different things. And the trio, which is the new album, Backward Crooked from the Sunset, is me on guitar, because unfortunately that's all I can do is do that and sing. And we have a guy who plays saxophones and clarinets, Burke McKelvey, and keyboards, a string bassist, Kami Lyle on trumpet, and string bassist John Clark, and we have Fred Boak, who's my valet slash a vocalist.
We're noting that the valet. I like that. Is that his alter ego, or
does he park your cars?
No, he does help me. It's more of a Philharmonic thing. He really helps me. The Philharmonic is more of the dress up thing. You know, we're rather elaborate with all that stuff. So he helps me. We actually stole that from Ernie K. Doe. First time we played in New Orleans, we played at Tipitina as a benefit. And we played after Aaron Neville and before Ernie K. Doe.
Oh, wow.
Which was amazing. And we just hit it off with Ernie, and he had a valet. So we stole it from him.
I love that, stealing the idea but not the actual valet.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, he had a nice valet, but we have a pretty good valet. Fred's a killer valet, as valets go.
And you and Fred share lead vocals on this album and on this project, is that right?
I do most of the lead vocals. Fred live has a few feature songs, and you know, and he's a lot of background vocals, and everybody sings a little bit.
And we were just chatting about you have a show at Club Passim this Friday night.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, our big record release party.
Oh, very cool. And that is for this brand new record that we were just chatting about, Backward Crooked from the Sunset. And folks can obtain this from you. If they're looking for a hard copy, they can come see you at Club Passim this Friday night. It can also be downloaded from your Bandcamp page.
Yeah, we're really into people obtaining it. Yeah.
So get your hot little hands on this.
Yeah, we want to get rid of these big time.
Well, and it's a great album. I thought we could listen to, while you're here chatting with us, we could listen to a few tracks.
Cool.
You and I were just chatting about the song that I played first, More Than This Night, and we're chatting about playing the title track, Backward Crooked from the Sunset. I don't know if there's anything in particular, any particular remarks you wanted to make about those two tracks.
I love that you played More Than This Night. That's the one I always want to tell people to play, but I never know if that's... I mean, I really like the really quiet ballads and stuff like that. So I was really glad you played that. Backward Crooked from the Sunset, the title track, is something you might kind of like. I don't know. I don't know you that well.
Well, we're getting to know each other. I like it. Well, Chandler Travis, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm glad that you can stick around for a bit so we can chat a little bit more after this song. Thank you for sharing your new album, Backward Crooked from the Sunset, with us. And this is the title track right here, the Chandler Travis Trio, who you can see this Friday at Club Passim. This is their song, Backward Crooked from the Sunset.
Dragging through the fallen autumn leaves, battered, broken, sore, when you can't take another second more. Getting out right now, 'cause you just gotta get away somehow. And it's cloudy on the flats, but just like that, you're walking backward, crooked from the sunset. Walking backward, crooked from the sunset. walking backward, crooked from the sunset in the rain. Walking backward, crooked from the sunset. Walking backward, crooked from the sunset. Walking backward, crooked from the sunset in the rain. No one else is watching. Maybe no one else on earth is left to watch you moan and groan about your crummy little cares and worries. Life goes on, it always has. It doesn't care what you've been doing. Miracles will find you all the same. Walking backward, crooked from the sunset. Walking backward, crooked from the sunset. Walking backward, crooked from the sunset. In the rain.
Crooked from the Sunset there off the album of the same name. That's the Chandler Travis Trio off their new album, Backward Crooked from the Sunset. You'll be able to see them live this Friday night at Club Passim, and we're lucky enough to have Chandler Travis himself here in the studio with us on WMFO Medford. And we were just talking about sort of musical inspiration, as it were, the things that drive us to create the music that we do. I know you have a number of different projects. What is it that makes the Chandler Travis Trio special for you? Is it the style of music? Is it the people that you work with on this? Or
a lot of team spirit in the Trio at the moment. Yeah, it's just, well, and a lot of what makes it special is they're the guys I can get to practice the easiest. So that we all love detailing the songs, which is something I haven't gotten a lot to do enough of in the last 10 or 20 years. The Philharmonic before that was a lot of musicians who worked hard, you know, and it was pretty hard to get them to blow off a bunch of hours for free. So that was all around... how much can we do by writing stuff down on paper and having people show up and do stuff in the dressing room and that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
How much can we do off the cuff? And so the 3-0 is the opposite, which has really, really been fun for me because I love arranging. That's my favorite.
Sort of the crafting of the work.
Yeah, and everybody's into it the same way. You know, everybody likes to rehearse in that band. So, you know, that's heaven for me.
Well, that's important, having that sort of tight-knit family, because it is like a... I think it was the Beatles I first heard this expression about, but it is like being in a marriage with, for them, you know, four other people. Maneuvering through that relationship and having that closeness and having to work through songs and projects and whatever it might be.
We also got a woman, Kami Lyle, joined the band about a year or so ago. And she's been a riot. She's just funny as hell and charming, and I never was on the road with a woman before, you know, and so that's been an eye opener. Being on the road with Kami is like being on the road with four women. But she's a lot of fun though.
And you were talking about you'd spent some time in D.C. Was that being on, was that on the road with the 3-0?
Yeah, no, that was on the road with Philharmonic, with the big band.
Okay.
And actually, my girlfriend is Belinda Rollins, who does the Bubbles in the Think Tank show here. So,
oh, okay.
So, and she was very instrumental in, we have a song called Advice to the President, that is pretty much what it sounds like. And she talked us into, after our gig down there, to just driving over to the White House and shooting a video there around midnight, you know, just impromptu, sort of a guerrilla thing. And that was a riot. It was great. She was very artful in the way she talked us into it.
How cool. That's fantastic. And that's a video that folks can find online on YouTube?
Absolutely, yeah. And I gave the song for Kim. We did a clean version even. You can imagine if I'm writing a song called Advice to the President, it probably has some filth in there somewhere. And sure enough, that's correct. But we have a clean radio version for you. And maybe Joel will... We'll bring that in at some point.
Well, you know, I think I might actually have my hot little hands on a copy of the clean version right here.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Shall we give her a listen?
Give it a shot.
All righty. Well, thanks so much for being here with us. This is the Chandler Travis 3-0. This song is Advice to...
Actually, this one is the Philharmonic.
Oh, this is the Philharmonic.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I got so excited. Not that I'm any less excited with the Philharmonic. I just want to be sure that I'm properly crediting you.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. The Chandler Travis Philharmonic Advice to the President. And there's a video that you can find online on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Of the full Philharmonic in front of the White House, delivering this very important advice. That probably is the unexpurgated version. The version I'm going to play for you now is, in fact, the radio clean version.
It's expurgated.
It's expurgated. The expurgation has occurred, and we invite you to.
We extruded the filthy words out of the entire song.
Actually, there's
only one of them. There was only one of them.
Was it several times or just
no,
the once?
Just once.
Just
once.
Sort of a glittering jewel, and it's floating.
Just sort of a glittering jewel.
It's floating out there in the ether somewhere, but not in this song. I like that. It's hovering. So if as you're listening to this song, you think to yourself, you know what would be delightful right now?
Some filth.
Would be a little filth. Just one word, like a glittering jewel. And so
you can
place it in your mind's eye at the point in the song where you think that it should be. The Chandler Travis Philharmonic here with some Advice to the President.
it's day or night time. I know you've got a lot to say, but in this case there really is no right time. And
some gentle advice there to the president, which I really appreciate, because as Chandler was just pointing out during that song, you know, he hasn't done it before.
No, he's never had any experience with this at all, and he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that has a lot of friends.
No.
So, you know.
It was it's gently delivered, and I appreciate that very much. I think that is very kind of you. That was the Chandler Travis Philharmonic, which is one of your other projects, mm-hmm. one of your several other projects. But you're here tonight chatting with us about the Chandler Travis 3-0, which is a really fun project. You just came out with a brand new album. Your CD release party is this Friday night.
Yes,
at Club
Passine.
Passine.
That's right.
And we've been listening to songs off this new album, Backward Crooked from the Sunset. Folks are able to get it from you live and in person in their hot little hands. Also can be downloaded from Bandcamp, so please do that. The double do. Please do that. Or I guess that siren will come after you, maybe. Maybe not. That's a threat I can't follow through on. Chandler, can we listen to one more song on this album before I send you out into the night?
Absolutely.
What track do you think we should invite people to enjoy?
Shut Up is kind of nice. It's very, very quiet again. I always think of this as a rock and roll show. You know what I mean? So but I like doing the wrong thing.
I appreciate you wanting to do the wrong thing, and I feel like I'm with you in solidarity of doing the wrong thing. I also have to say that as we were sitting here enjoying your advice to the president with your other project, the Philharmonic, I was glancing over at the track listing, and I was thinking, wouldn't Shut Up be a great way to follow up on advice to the president? So without wanting to be too overly political, but... As you say,
I know it's clean. There's no jewels.
No jewels in this one. And now I'm thinking about Jewel, actual Jewel. Jewel is not involved in this album at all.
No.
This song is called Shut Up, which I will do promptly. This is the Chandler Travis 3-0. Chandler, thank you so much for spending a bit of time with us here
Thanks
tonight.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate
and
it.
We appreciate you. And please do grab a hold of this new album, the Chandler Travis 3-0, Backward Crooked from the Sunset. Go see them at Passim on Friday night. And thank you again for joining us. Here we are with this song, and I will, right now, I promise, Shut Up.
Shut up, shut up, shut up. Stop thinking about everything you're thinking about, you little white lie. No one likes you or wants to hear from you at all. Shut up, shut up, shut up. Don't think, don't move, don't breathe. Stupid brain, anyway. I'm ashamed that you're inside me, burrowing away. Shut up, shut up. So ridiculous, so puny. so ignorant, just plain annoying. What chance do I have with you in charge? Shut up, shut up.
Sad songs make me happy. Sad. The untouchable, so wrong that it's right. Hidden in a silence I am forced to keep. Plagiarized love means nothing to me. Empty, I love you, so your grip was too tight. Pieces forgotten in my fragile life. An obvious secret I so wanted to hide. But you never were a liar, so I changed my mind. And the one thing that I know is not anything goes. Cause if it did, I would be in your arms is where. But I remember your last look. I felt the fire in your blood. You kissed my head and left for good. And the one thing that I loved is the one I set free. And as I watched you run, I wished I could be in your arms. To belong.